אתם עם SBS בעברית. לעוד סיפורים מעניינים, כנסו ל-sbs.com.au.
Shalom, Australia. Israel still does not have a government, and there is no encouraging news regarding Benny Gantz's efforts to forge a coalition. Likud and Kohol Lavan blame each other for the failure to form a national unity government. Likud insists that it will not join a coalition without the Haredi parties. Kohol Lavan wants to start with the two major parties reaching agreement on the basic principles of the next government and then inviting others to sign on. Israelis overwhelmingly do not want another round of elections, but the only way to avoid it will be for Benny Gantz to find 28 MKs outside Kohol Lavan to join him, an increasingly unlikely outcome. Gantz was the keynote speaker last night at the annual ceremony to honour assassinated Prime Minister Yitzhak Rabin. He said that incitement crosses political lines and it is something for which every political leader of every party has to take responsibility. Labour leader Amir Peretz addressed the alternative ceremony and gave a similar message. Palestinians in the Gaza Strip fired 10 rockets into Israel in two separate barrages on Friday night. One projectile landed on a house in Sderot, causing serious damage but no injuries. The Iron Dome system intercepted 8 and the 10th fell in open ground. Warning sirens went off in Sderot and other Israeli communities as people were having their Friday night dinner. Yaron Sasson, a spokesman for the Sderot municipality, said there'd been no warnings ahead of time. This was a complete surprise after a few months of quiet. But again, we have residents running for bomb shelters during the Friday night Shabbat meal. During the barrage, a 65-year-old woman was lightly hurt when she fell while running towards a shelter. 5 people were treated for anxiety. The army responded with strikes on several targets in Gaza, including training sites and outposts affiliated with Hamas and other groups. The attack was one of the largest in recent months, and Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who is also Defence Minister, was in contact with IDF Chief of Staff Aviv Kochavi to coordinate the response. Israel's Security Cabinet is meeting today as there was no apparent reason for the escalation of violence. Last Sunday, sirens sounded in Kibbutz Erez, just north of the Gaza Strip, in a false alarm. The previous Thursday, Israeli troops unnecessarily fired at least 2 Iron Dome interceptor missiles, apparently after misidentifying 2 rocket launchers from the Gaza Strip that were directed out to sea as heading towards Israel. On Tuesday, Israeli fighter jets shot down a drone that was flying at an irregular altitude over the Gaza Strip. Fighter jets were scrambled when the aircraft was detected. It's not clear who was running the drone. Prime Minister Netanyahu lashed out at police on Monday for confiscating the cell phones of his advisers as part of a probe into suspicions that they had harassed Shlomo Filber, a state's witness who provided testimony in one of the criminal cases against Netanyahu. Netanyahu wrote on Twitter that it was a terror attack on Israeli democracy and the right to privacy that every citizen should enjoy. Last Sunday, Likud spokesman Yonatan Orech was asked to show investigators conversations on his phone between him and the Premier's media advisor, Ofer Golan, regarding Filber. Orech reportedly did not know that he had the right to refuse the investigator's request and handed over his phone, allowing her to take it outside the interrogation room. When the investigator returned Urich's phone, he noticed that messages unrelated to the investigation were opened and claimed she wrote details based on information from his phone into a Telegram channel called Completion of Case 4000. Urich wrote a letter of complaint to Attorney General Avichai Mandelblit, saying that police looked at correspondence on his phone about things unrelated to the investigation regarding Filber. The Justice Ministry said in a statement on Monday that the police seized the cell phones of the Prime Minister's advisers due to clear investigative needs and realised that they needed a warrant from the court enabling a limited search, which was meant to help find information pertaining only to the incident that is being investigated. In Case 4000, Netanyahu is suspected of pushing regulatory decisions financially benefiting Bezeq's Shaul Elovich in return for ongoing positive coverage from the Elovich's Walla news site. One move scrutinised by investigators was the 2015 removal of the Communication Ministry's Director General, Avi Berger, and his replacement with Shlomo Filber, now a state witness, but then seen as more accommodating of the Prime Minister's wishes. Filber has been the brunt of Likud protests, and police are deciding whether to charge senior Likud members with harassment. Two Jordanians, Hiba Labadi and Abdul Rahman Miri, are being detained in Israel on concerns that they entered the country with the intention of carrying out a terror attack. On Tuesday, Jordan recalled its ambassador to Israel for consultations in protest over Israel's refusal to heed its demands to release the two citizens. Ayman Safadi said he held the Israeli government responsible for the lives of Labadi and Rahman Miri, whose health conditions have severely deteriorated. He added that recalling the envoy was a first step, but did not elaborate. Yesterday, an Israeli swimming in the Jordan, who was taken by the current to the East Bank, was arrested and held by Jordanian officials, and there are fears that he may be held with a view to a prisoner exchange. Two Israeli-born children of Filipino workers set for possible deportation were released on bail on Friday along with their two mothers, with each family depositing 30,000 shekel. The four had been held at Ramla's Givon prison for several days ahead of their expected deportation. The families raised the bail money from families of children who study with their children at Tel Aviv schools. On Thursday, hundreds of students, their teachers and parents, protested outside the prison, calling to free Gina Antigo, age 13, and Ralph Harrell, age 10. The children were taken into custody despite an understanding with the Interior Ministry that immigration authorities would not target children at or on their way to or from school. Hearings have not been held for the children and their mothers. The arrest came as part of the Population, Immigration and Border Authority's new crackdown on foreign workers who overstay their work visas. This year, Israel for the first time ever deported Israeli-born children. Beginning today, the Air Force will host its biannual Blue Flag aerial exercises, with the F-35 stealth fighter jet taking part in the drill for the first time. The United States, Greece, Germany and Italy are due to participate in the 12-day exercise, which will be hosted at the Air Force's Ovdar base north of Eilat. Army Chief of Staff Aviv Kochavi spoke at a graduation ceremony for new IDF officers on Thursday and lauded female soldiers' contribution to the military throughout its history. He said regarding the service of women in the IDF, "This ceremony with 70 female officers speaks for itself. The women who serve in the IDF are a source of power and strength, and your contribution to every unit in the military is enormous. Women and men will continue to serve together as a single unit towards one goal for the betterment of the State of Israel." In his speech, Kochavi called on the freshly minted officers to remember to be thoughtful towards their soldiers and to first and foremost be a human being. This is Peter Jones Pelach reporting for SBS Radio from Jerusalem.
רוצים לשמוע עוד סיפורים? האזינו דרך האפל פודקאסט, גוגל פודקאסט, ספוטיפיי, או בכל מקום אחר בו ניתן להאזין לפודקאסטים.